Hello, everybody.
It's time for Dave and Darren's top five things. And what time is that? Well, I guess whatever time you're downloading and listening to it. Thanks for making us part of your podcast schedule. I'll say this, just like there's too much television, there's just too many damn podcasts. And a lot of them aren't any damn good. But for whatever reason, this one has stuck. We're closing in on 1,000 episodes. One of the listeners texted in and said, you guys are close to 1,000 episodes. Are you going to be doing anything special? And I don't think that we are.
Well, we'll see.
We're pretty close, I guess. Yeah. I got to take a look at that. My name is Dave. I should introduce my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Well, hello there.
Hello there, Darren.
Hello there.
Welcome welcome to the show. What is this one? Because we don't really number them anymore. But I think when you download it, it comes up with a number. But honestly, I genuinely have no idea. We must be in the upper 900s to be getting texts alerting us to our almost 1,000 status.
Okay.
But yeah, we're not going to do anything.
What,
are we going to give away a jet ski? What do you want us to do? What do you mean, do something special?
Do you have...
Has anything special happened in the 900-some podcasts that you've heard?
Do you have a jet ski?
No.
How are we giving away a jet ski?
I don't know what the suggestion is. I don't know what do something special is. Do you want to do a look back at our greatest hits?
Would you like to have an ice skating party over at the neighbors?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Come over to the rink, everybody. I'll waive the skate rental fees.
I thought you'd be
please bring your own skates.
I thought you'd be cool with it.
No, we're not.
Get these people out of my rink. You know, it's really kind of a rinky-dink rink. Let's go, guys.
All right,
let's go.
This would be episode. If my math is correct here, this would be episode 959.
Okay, so we got a ways to go.
Yeah, who knows if we'll get to 1,000. I mean, we probably
will. Does that get you in the Hall of Fame?
As far as, like, number of podcasts done?
3,000, I would think, it would get you in.
Okay. You want to use the 3,000 metric that they use in Major League Baseball?
Yes.
I don't hate that idea. I think that's
fantastic. With an asterisk with it. Because everyone knows what we've done. And it's not been good.
Can I read some reviews? You guys have been really kind to go on iTunes and leave us reviews.
Now, don't make me cry.
Here's one. It just says, the greatest. This is from Odinite. It says, I've been a turtle for over 10 years. Bet your sweet ass.
Sure.
Thank you for that. I've been a turtle for over 10 years, and I can't get enough of these two very funny podcasters. I've missed some of their gimmicks from the radio, but this is still a high-caliber show. Gimmicks. Here's one from...
kind of sounds like a bit of a put-down.
Here's one from Macaulay17, who says, Dave and Darren, really good pod. To be honest, could use some more schnappy. To be honest, is my 11-year-old writing this? We got a text on the text line suggesting...
The schnappy turtle?
Ich bin schnappy, das kleine Krokodil. Yeah. And then the icky tummy time. Remember that?
Yeah. Did we ever get him back?
Now, Schnappy was signed by...
Hall of Famer Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor. No, I think we lost him in the divorce.
Oh.
I think that alligator is still...
Doesn't seem fair.
I think that's still at Brady Street somewhere. I'm sure they threw it. I'm sure they threw it out along with anything else.
He was taken to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl.
Right.
And signed by Hall of Famer,
number
31, for you Packer fans.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Taylor.
Yes.
Because what? We couldn't get Paul Horning?
Still a Hall of Famer, but I don't know what happened to the crocodile. I think we lost that in the divorce. You know, as much time as we had to pack, we did a lousy job packing at Brady Street.
Wasn't interested.
But you know, we had like at least...
I mean, that's the way I am with the stuff that I own now.
Yeah.
That just don't look at it. I mean, if it's something that you really want...
Were you able to bring the pizza oven out of the Brady Street, or did you leave the pizza oven there?
I don't have the pizza oven.
So you left
it was my brother's pizza oven.
Yeah, but I mean,
yeah, we had some good times with that pizza. Oh,
got us through a lot of mornings.
Hey, let's hurry up this bit. That pizza's just about done.
Here's one from Nolting84. This is a review. It's 5 stars, and it says, "Well, it's a podcast."
That's true,
and that's it. That's the whole thing.
Thank you.
Here's one from Kurt from Georgia. Hey, Kurt from Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah. Shout out to...
Beloved Augusta.
Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. No. Georgia, not George Michael. It says, I haven't mentioned this to anyone, but I listen to Dave and Darren so often that they've appeared in one of my dreams.
Mm-hmm. Was my hair up?
Not one episode goes by without me laughing. You can't go wrong with these guys. Well, thank you, Kurt, from Georgia.
I was riding a steed.
Let's read one more podcast review here on iTunes. So this is from Theta Girl. It says, this podcast is as informative, really, as it is entertaining. Dave and Darren have a great rapport, and they put their own spin on many of the top and some of the more obscure news stories of the day. It's always a good day when I can go through... Oh, wait a minute. I've lost it here. It's always a good day when I can go through my morning routine as I listen to their latest episode. Well, that's very thoughtful. Okay, one more from Cynical498.
You sound like a sicko.
How about this? Dave and Darren, great show. It says, Dave and Darren are as much a Quad City treasure as Michael Nunn. You know, without the prison time.
Wait for it.
And then it says, yet.
Yeah, wait for
the
it.
The show is as funny as it gets, and I don't miss an episode. Very thoughtful reviews, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to do that. I know it's a drag. We ask you to do all these things for us, jump through all these hoops to enjoy the show. But it really does mean a lot, and yeah. It really actually helps the podcast in terms of rankings and stuff and exposure to more people, the more yeah, people, reviews
a lot of people don't
get.
Know this, that they reached out to us, some promoters reached out to us and wanted to know if we were interested in fighting Michael Nunn, and we said, find somebody else.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. Are you familiar?
They usually don't allow that many people in the ring, especially those that they don't
so
allow,
it'll be Dave and Darren versus Michael Nunn.
Yes. And
we
us just running around. Yeah. Just running probably into each other. Knocking each other out by running into each other as we try to get away.
That's how the fight would end. You and I giving each other concussions. Yeah, it would be two and a half rounds.
I'm just running away.
Two and a half rounds of me making this noise. Whoop! No thanks. Uh-huh. No, that's
and
a pass.
Then we just clunk heads and we're out.
Let me ask you this: you're familiar with the curse of the Billy Goat? Remember the curse of the
yes.
Billy Goat? There was the curse.
Now, is
of...
that dead now?
Yes,
that's
yes,
gone.
That's dead. With the Cubs winning the 2016 World Series,
if you say so.
No, that happened. By the way,
and as far as we know, mm-hmm. without cheating.
Yes, I think it's safe to say that they did not cheat.
Well, we don't know that for sure, but it's not as obvious as...
When the hell does a baseball season begin anyway?
Not as obvious as some other teams.
Pitchers and catchers, by the way, are reporting.
Yeah, I think some of the guys have just kind of started some showing up early.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like, I got to get out of the house.
Well, after Christmas, you got to get out of that house. I'm with you guys. There was the Curse of the Black Sox. Oh, but that was...
Cheating.
That was done in... Well, they didn't cheat. They were acquitted. That's been done since 2005. Of course, the curse of the Bambino, maybe the most famous curse in American baseball. There is a baseball curse that is still going on.
Okay.
And I just discovered this, and I don't know, I thought it was interesting. The curse of Colonel Sanders. Are you familiar with this one?
Tell me more.
They call it the curse of the Colonel, and this has been going on since 1985. Now, it's not Major League Baseball.
Okay.
It's Japanese League Baseball.
Huh.
Which I'm...
This affects my carp?
It's not the Hiroshima carp. The Hiroshima carp have won Japanese League championships.
Okay.
Right? Hiroshima carp are routinely do very well.
You don't have to tell me.
You got your Giants and you got your Hiroshima carp. Those are like the two big superstar teams in the Japanese League.
Right on.
Me, I'm more of a Marines fan in the Japanese League.
Okay.
The curse of the Colonel,
catch a lot
however,
of home games.
I've not yet.
I'm up awfully early.
I've not yet. Who is the team that has everybody has umbrellas in the outfield? And whenever they score, they take their umbrellas out.
There's always a lot of activity out in the bleachers.
Right. It's so cool. They have cheering sections and they go nuts. I would love to go.
Like a college football game.
I mean,
almost.
Well, you've been to a yes. Japanese baseball game.
Yes.
The atmosphere was very, very different.
Out
than,
there.
Yeah.
You know. In the stands, not as much, but you get out into the bleachers, and yeah, they go crazy.
Do they play in a dome, the Hiroshima Carp?
No,
they play that outside?
Yeah.
The team that has the umbrellas, I can't remember, it's not the Ham Fighters, who is it? They have the umbrellas, and I always thought that's a cool gimmick, because whenever they score a run, everybody takes their umbrellas
out. Except
and in
for...
the outfield, and they just start dancing with their umbrellas. It's a very cool look.
It's...
It turns out the reason they all have umbrellas it rains a lot there.
Well,
so it makes a lot. Usually, they at other stadiums they have
my
towels.
My guess is though too, if you've spent any time out in the bleachers where they've got the umbrellas, you've got the scars to prove it.
Oh yeah, I guess that you would earn that.
You'd be constantly getting poked.
No, the Hanshin Tigers are dealing with the curse of the Colonel. Again, this goes back to 1985. They win the Japan Championship Series. Mm-hmm. That's the equivalent of the World Series.
In 1985 they did?
1985. And people go nuts there in Hanshin, right? They go nuts when their Tigers win the Japanese League Series, the Japan League Series. They go crazy. Mm-hmm. And in celebration, a bunch of Hanshin fans go to a nearby KFC. There's a statue of Colonel Sanders
yes.
in front of the KFC.
Yeah.
They rip the statue off, and then they throw him in the river. And then they go on an 18-year losing streak. Like, they hadn't won anything. And people believe...
Not even a winning season.
No. And this is the thing. They have yet to win the Japan Series. They've appeared in it three times since then. 2003, 2005, and 2014. But they've never won the series. And the theory is, you upset Colonel Sanders, and his ghost haunts the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nuts? So the curse of the Colonel, they ended up going deep into the river after years and years of losing to see if they could find the statue. They ended up finding most of it, but they don't. There was like the glasses were missing in one of his hands. But they were able to find this and bring it back, and now, you know, they say that hopefully this will make the ghost of Colonel Sanders
I've seen
happy.
One of those statues. They had one of those at, I don't remember which city it was,
mm-hmm.
but I know that it was the island of Japan.
The Empire!
And I saw one of those. We've got a picture of us with that that particular statue.
Hmm.
Maybe I can find that for you.
Well, don't throw it in the river.
Whoa!
I'm so happy we won the series, I'm going to throw Colonel Sanders into the river. Anyway, they haven't won since then. And again, they believe, the fans believe, the curse is that Colonel Sanders doesn't want the team to win. Closer to home in Wisconsin, there's a story of a guy over by there up near Waukesha.
Sure.
This guy over the weekend got so upset at a KFC that he ended up demanding a refund. He says he got the wrong order. And they're like, okay, well, we'll remake your order.
I would probably be okay with just about anything you put in a KFC bag.
Right, because...
Eh, it's,
you I know, this is kinda, probably kinda, it's probably better than what I ordered.
It's.
So this woman orders this.
It's like not getting what you wanted at Taco Bell. It's like, eh.
It's all us.
It's just... all kind of reconfigured, right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
They have like five ingredients.
Right.
Six if you include Doritos
dust. And every item has those five ingredients.
Yeah.
It's just a different configuration.
It's a pretty good gimmick. This woman demands a refund, and they say, we'll remake your food. And instead, she takes the meal
and punts it?
Throws it at the manager.
Oh, no.
She throws the chicken. She throws the biscuits. And she throws the mashed potatoes all at the back of the manager's
head.
Well, what
did she order? You got your chicken, you uh-huh. got your biscuits,
yeah.
you got your mashed potatoes. What's out of line here?
So they call the cops. She runs to her car.
Chicken police? Call the chicken police.
In color. You're watching Chicken Police.
In color.
In color.
Tonight's episode, Winging It.
You want to get to the top five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections, quality home, property, and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home, it pays to be informed. Call John and Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to the website, which is inspectwithsense.com for more information. You can also book online there if you'd like. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help you get pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let somebody else choose the house inspector. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide you a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Again, the website is inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. The phone number is 563-265-5111 or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And don't forget, of course, to mention Nacho Radio. The podcast is originating.
Of course, aha. Of course.
Well, yes. My goodness, if we're the ones that that you heard about it from us, then why wouldn't you mention us?
Of course.
The podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including one of their new sandwiches, their Chicken Chipotle Crunch, premium chicken grilled with white American cheese, topped with lettuce, tomato, crispy cheddar onions, and chipotle ranch dressing. Don't forget now, the Impossible Cheesesteaks are available at Capriotti's. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. Turn your favorite Capriotti sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And then when you're there for lunch or dinner, while you're ordering, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub, and they'll only make you pay for the price of a small one.
That's a small one. That's a huge deal.
It's a good savings.
Yes.
Number one
on our top five things. So this guy's in Detroit. This is over the weekend. Sunday morning. So Saturday night, Sunday morning. 3:30 on Saturday night. Would you call that Sunday morning? When does it become the next day officially in your head?
What's that?
Like if I say it happened at 3:30 in the morning, would you say that's Sunday morning or would you say that's Saturday night?
Depends if you've gone to sleep yet or not.
I know technically midnight is the delineation, but I mean, only nerds say,
are you
well,
still
it's the
awake?
Next day.
Are you still awake or are you getting up?
That's interesting. This guy was shot outside of a gas station east of 7 Mile there in the Detroit area.
Uh-oh.
The reason they shot him? He refused to buy marijuana. 24-year-old man was shot on the east side of Detroit after he was leaving the gas station. Man approaches him and asks him if he's interested in buying drugs. This guy says, no thanks. As he was headed towards his car, man follows, pulls a handgun, and shot him through the driver's side window. I don't know what you're doing here if you're not here to buy drugs, man.
Sounds to me like they weren't drugs.
Listed in temporary.
I want
serious...
you to buy something that's not drugs.
Amway? What are you talking about?
No, maybe it's like, here, you want to buy some drugs?
Yeah.
They're not really drugs. Buy them. buy the drugs.
Why would I buy drugs that aren't really drugs?
Well, you wouldn't. That's why the guy shot him.
Also, weed...
He was trying to sell something that wasn't drugs.
Well, weed is... What makes you think that?
That's my theory.
That's the M.O.
Otherwise, you just go on to the next person who wants to buy drugs.
Recreational marijuana is legal in the state of Michigan.
Right.
So is this what the drug dealers are turning to now? Like, if you don't buy some drugs, I'm going to shoot you?
These are tough times for us.
Well, but I imagine they're not.
They're
though.
Probably not.
It's probably really good to be a dope dealer in a state where weed's legal because you're not paying the taxes, right?
Yes, right.
And you're not worried about, you know, Big Brother knowing that you, you know.
Where'd you get this from?
Exactly. I got it at the store. The weed store, man. So, yeah, shot because he refused to buy marijuana.
I think he was trying to sell him something that wasn't drugs.
Like what?
Passing, I don't know, oregano.
But why would you? Why would that turn violent?
Because you take this. You give me your money. I want your money. I don't want this. I don't want this bag of oregano.
What am I?
I don't want this powder.
What am I, Chef Boyardee?
I don't want this powdered sugar. I want my drugs. I want my money so I can buy real drugs.
I was reading over the weekend. I read this article about movie stars. You know, when they do lines of coke in the movies, it's not really coke. It's usually baby laxative.
Ugh.
But then
I wouldn't want to be, ugh.
But here's the thing.
I want to be.
Oh, I was baby laxative. Here's the thing, though.
I wish I was snorting baby laxative.
Well, they had to discover something else to cut it with. Or they had to use something else to substitute. Because if you are a cocaine addict, if you've used cocaine in your real life.
Yeah.
And then you snort baby laxative. I guess real cocaine sometimes they'll cut it with baby laxative.
Yeah.
So that can cause a relapse. Just snorting the baby laxative.
So if you're an actor.
If you're an actor who's had a cocaine problem, mm-hmm. which is probably what, all of them?
Yeah.
They love the cocaine.
They love the cocaine.
How about this? As long as we're talking about weed, a new study suggests, this was just published yesterday, that marijuana could trigger false memories. Mm. A false memory is a recollection of something that did not occur.
Like all my stories. All my memories.
Like my insistence.
All my memories are much, much better than they really are.
Right. I'm positive I wasn't really smuggled into a Kiss concert when I was 5 years old.
But
it's such a vivid memory, though.
Yes.
Right?
That the babysitter did it.
I think I could pass a polygraph test. It's so vivid in my mind.
You believe it so much.
Yes. But I know that's not possible. Right?
It couldn't have happened.
But maybe. But it probably didn't. Sitting way up high in the bleachers. Doesn't make any sense. They weren't doing outdoor shows in 77, 78.
I wonder if this podcast will creep into people's dreams.
Here's hoping. New study published finds people who take just one hit of weed double their number of false memories. A false memory is a recollection of something that did not occur or a memory that's different from the way things actually went down.
Yeah.
And that's usually triggered by someone else making a suggestion. We're all prone to forming false memories.
Right.
Whether or not you huff marijuana or not. Whether or not you're eating brownies that have
I'll think that's a particular thing happened in a certain year, mm-hmm. and it'll be like, nah, it was way off.
They say the susceptibility for false memory increases with cannabis. Under cannabis, you can easily accept fake truths for true memory. So with legalization of marijuana, there could be, the fear is, an increase in false memories showing up on stands in courtrooms. Right, if somebody believes something went down the way that they think it went down, and that's influenced by weed, and they're giving what they think is truthful testimony, but it's not, there could be repercussions for that. So now they got to figure out a way to make weed that doesn't make us have false memories, I guess.
No one's guilty.
Everybody's free. They've been doing studies for decades on this. And they say that when witnesses are given information about something they saw, they remember things that were only suggested to them once the event is over.
Did you really have a babysitter?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, so that part we know is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch something on television that night? Is it possible that you were watching like a rerun of the Midnight Special
that,
or something?
That makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense.
But you were up late, kind of tired.
I remember being in like the parking lot. It was a gravel parking lot. Like I remember all kinds of details. Yeah. And again, I'm telling you.
Were you wearing shoes?
I don't remember what I was wearing.
Did you feel the gravel?
If it's 1977, probably open-toed sandals.
Do you know who the babysitter is?
Yes.
Is there any way you can reach out to her?
Yes, but I'm not going to because it's embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing.
I know it didn't happen. Karen, let me ask you this. Did you smuggle me into a Kiss concert?
David, don't talk about that.
Let me ask you this. This is more than 20 years ago.
I want to be a baby in a Kiss concert.
Oh, I wish I was smuggled into a Kiss concert. The last time I saw her was at my grandmother's funeral, which would be like 25 years
ago. How much older is she than you?
Well, she was a teenager and I was... she's
my age?
12 years older than I am, 11 years older than I am. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought about asking her then. When she came to the wake, like, hey, quick question.
Did you ever
take me to a Kiss concert when I was a kid?
Ixnay on the...
But it just didn't seem like the appropriate time to bring it up.
Who passed away?
It was my grandmother.
Okay, yeah. So it was your family. I think it is.
But they were.
Being that it's your family mm-hmm. that passed away, mm-hmm. I think you can ask anything you want. If it would have been her family, and it would have been odd for you to go to her grandma's funeral,
right? That would have been very odd.
What are you doing here?
You're in my thoughts and prayers. Quick question for you while we're in line. Did you smuggle me into a Kiss show or something?
You know I did, David.
did that happen?
Remember the pact we made?
They don't know why, but researchers suspect cannabis activates receptors in your hippocampus. That's where all your memories are stored in your brain. And it could produce what they call fragmentation of thought, loosening of associations, and heightened distractibility. That's when you know you got the good weed.
Yeah, I'm distracted.
Yeah, yeah. So, something to think about if you're smoking the devil's lettuce. There could be memories popping into your head. Now, this memory of this Kiss concert that I'm certain never happened.
Were they still in makeup?
Oh yeah, it was 77, 78.
Yeah. So you don't think that you just watched Phantom, the movie?
That's probably what happened. Yes, I think that is what happened.
Yeah.
But in my brain, for whatever reason, it's a different thing.
Did she take you outside for a period of time?
It could have been like.
Did she take
you? It could have been that I saw them on television. I had an incredibly lucid dream as a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And I've hung on to that dream forever. Yeah. Like I have a couple of dreams from when I was very, very young that I still remember all the details. I remember as a kid, I had a dream that Linda Carter, dressed as Wonder Woman, was chasing me around, and I let her catch me. Like, I remember that vividly. So it was probably a dream that I had.
I can levitate sometimes.
In your dreams?
Yeah.
Or in real life? Because that's a trick.
Well, no, in the dream. Yeah. Like, it's like I can go dunk a basketball, but it just takes me a while as I get up there. Mm. I just kind of slowly drift up there, and then I can jam.
That's not bad.
I
have dreams lately where I run really fast.
Hmm.
Like really super fast I'm running. I don't know what from.
Are you running?
I'm running
in competition?
It's like recreational running. Like, look at how fast I can run.
Because you have new shoes?
Yeah, it's kind of that feeling. But I mean, obviously I can't run that fast.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. It's Valentine's Day Central at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have selected 3 amazing Valentine deals starting at just $99. And with each purchase, you're going to receive free Lagomasino chocolates. Check out all the ways they can make your Valentine's Day full of sparkle and romance without busting your budget. Come in and see how easy it can be at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the wow factor. Again, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. And don't forget that they are open Tuesdays through Friday, 10 till 5:30, and then Saturday from 10 till 3. One-stop shopping for Valentine's Day. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And, of course, with a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted.
Can I suggest it might be time for you to print out a new sheet?
Look at that. I think that's an original. That there is a keepa. And now with the Bobby, you can actually get it grilled. Again, like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Small one.
Three.
Story here of a stripper who was up on a...
What kind of job do you have? Are you a stripper?
Right. So when Amazing Larry would have his win Larry's money contest.
Yes, that was a good contest.
Yeah, especially when the same two people won it over and over again.
Well, that wasn't supposed to happen. How did that contest work? Did there was a certain amount
there
that he had set aside, and then you had to guess.
Yeah, there was a number in his bank account.
Higher or
you
lower.
You had to guess
how
what
much
the
it
exact
was.
Number was, yes.
That's a good game.
Actually, we awarded money to multiple people. But there were a lot of people that were like fan club member 412, 438, 700. But whenever a woman would call in, he would assume that their profession was either a barmaid or a stripper.
Yes.
And then when we pounded him on that, like, Larry,
we women, can't be women, saying that.
Women do more than barmaid or stripper. He goes, I guess they could be a nurse.
Yeah.
That was it. That was like as woke as he was going to get about things.
Rajiv.
Yeah, I think if you were to explain woke to Larry.
Something made up. this Jania Sky is this stripper's name. She was performing at the XTC Cabaret, where I have to assume Andy Partridge is the DJ.
Nice.
I don't know what you're... This woman was up 20 feet on the pole when she fell from the top.
Backbreaker!
Yeah. Lost her grip. She's doing a routine, 20 feet in the air on a pole, loses her grip, and plunges towards the stage, landing face first.
Ooh.
She continues with her dance routine.
While she's just like undulating down there?
Yeah. Yeah, the video's hard to watch. She breaks her jaw, chips her teeth, and sprains her ankle, but continues to twerk the entire time.
The show must go on!
I applaud you, Jania Sky.
Yeah, keep the grinding going.
20 feet in the air, goes face first onto the stage, ends up with a broken jaw. And yeah, the dance floor, is it a dance floor? You know, the stage.
Stage.
It's lit up like the Odyssey 2100 Club in Saturday Night Fever.
Yes.
So it's like, that's distracting. Yeah. But it's, and it's different colors. So I don't know if that spooked her or whatever. But yeah, you see this video.
It sounds like she just lost her grip.
Oh, it's not great. When she goes face first.
And when I say grip, I don't mean her hands.
No, not the best. She continued to perform her routine. On her Instagram account, she thanks the people who sent her well wishes. She says, originally, I didn't plan on posting about this situation at all, but obviously the video has gone viral, and I'm getting a lot of messages asking me if I'm okay.
The vacuum seal on that pole
good Lord.
Popped.
I pretty much broke my jaw and have to have surgery on it. I broke some teeth and got a sprained ankle and some stitches. Aside from that, she says, I'm good.
Now I wonder if she'll change her dancing name.
Jania Sky, what to like?
Like Jawbreaker.
That's not bad. All right, gentlemen, get those dollars out for Jawbreaker.
Now, if she's loose jaw from moose jaw. Is what she did. It's Canadian stripping.
Consider yourself Zing.
The Zing of the Day.
Oh, you know her. Zing of the Day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Comp. The East Moline really? Coffee Company. Really?
I'm going to say, one of my all-time favorite Darren Pitcher bits is your insistence that the family really should be called the Falling Willendas.
Yes.
Because that's all they had to have.
That's the only time they made the headlines.
They called themselves the Flying Willendas, and yet so many of them fell that you really think Falling Willendas would be a better name for
the
troop.
They recently just had an anniversary. Was mm-hmm. I watching this on Decades TV?
Well, sounds like something
it
would happen.
It sounds like something I would be doing. Mm-hmm. And they just recently had a... an anniversary of one of their classic falls.
Well, that could be any day of the
year. I know.
I
know.
They had so many.
That's a running bit they've got on Decades TV. Today is also an anniversary of one of their classic falls.
Now, the guy now who does it, he's one of the Willendas. He does it, but he always has like security, like ropes on him in case he does fall.
Well, he knows better.
For insurance purposes. And then whenever he walks from one place to another, he's got to make it all about Jesus. So it's a big testimony to Jesus. But then, like, don't use the... If it's about faith...
Yeah, no kidding.
Take the leap of faith.
Well, you don't take the leap.
Plunge.
Plunge of faith.
A steep plunge.
Number four.
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 Number four. So, cops in Kansas, home to the... world champion Kansas City Chiefs.
And the band Kansas.
Well, one of those things is actually true. Is the band Kansas from Kansas, or do they just think it was a good name?
I think they were from Kansas.
Yeah, the Wheatheads. That's what the fans of Kansas call themselves, yes?
I don't know that they do. I know it is Wheatheads. Is it Wheatheads?
I thought that's what the Kansas people called themselves, the fans.
Or is that the Guess Who? Are they the Wheatheads too?
No.
They're not the Wheatheads?
Why would they be the Wheatheads?
There's wheat up in Canada.
Really? Yeah. Canadian wheat?
Yeah, okay, but I think you're right. I think the Kansas fans are wheat heads.
my wife's aunt one time.
Are you talking about the squirrel being back?
Yeah, the squirrel likes to come up and look at us when we do the show. My wife.
You think the squirrel didn't knock the water over?
No, the cat does that. The guess who were doing a free concert in Cedar Rapids? And
when?
It was a couple of summers ago.
Okay.
And my wife's aunt was like, "Dave, you've got to come. The Who is doing a free show in Cedar Rapids."
It's the Guess Who, and it's actually just one member of the Guess Who.
Burton Cummings or something.
No,
right?
Well, that would be pretty good if it's Burton Cummings. No, it's like the drummer of the Guess Who is like the only.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a disappointment. I said, I promise you it's
not the
Who.
The
Who's not doing a free show in Cedar Rapids. Yeah. No, it was in the paper and everything. The Who is going to do a show.
Hey, David, guess who's coming?
Yeah. It's probably the Guess Who. Oh, no, I don't think so. I think they said it was the Who. No.
Well, enjoy.
Anyway, in Kansas, police are thrilled to report that crime is down. In fact, let's go to Wichita. Far from this opera forevermore, Wichita police are saying that there has been a sizable drop in burglaries, a sizable drop in gun theft, a sizable drop in automotive larceny. In fact, theft from vehicles are down and way down from where they were just a year ago.
No carjackings.
No. They say in Wichita, crime is so, it's taking this precipitous drop. And they're trying to figure out why.
Well, they'll never expect it.
Well, this is the thing. What is Wichita doing
that
is working so well?
Intentionally or not?
Right. That you're not getting stolen cars, you're not getting burglaries, you're not getting people rummaging through your cars or stealing your weapons. You're not getting any of that stuff. Yeah. Not to the level you were just a year ago.
That's the worst when they steal my weapons. It just shouldn't happen.
No.
I should be... Well, I should...
There is no honor amongst thieves, Daddy.
Well, I know.
Not in the first place.
But if I had... I've got the weapon.
Yes.
That should be a deterrent from you stealing it.
Well, you have to have it in your hand. If it's in your glove box, then they're going to take it.
The weapons always go missing.
I hear you. So the Wichita police have figured out
I'm packing heat.
Why crime is so low. They figured it out. And the reason is...
Uh-huh.
The price of methamphetamine is so low right now, people don't need to steal in order to have meth.
Good price point.
Yeah, they say
everyone can afford it.
The price of meth is at a 20-year record low. And with meth being so reasonably priced, people are not having to resort to stealing stuff to get the methamphetamine. So is that good news or
bad? Reasonably priced crank.
If you're looking to get a deal on meth, head to Wichita.
Number five.
With the Queen of England and the Hounds of Hell. Finally, number five on our top five things. There's a lawmaker that is introducing a bill in Illinois where you won't be able to pump your own gas in the land of Lincoln. This is something that they're working on.
Are they trying to create jobs?
That's got to be the only reason for it, right? Why?
Mind if I pump your gas?
Right now, there's only one state in our union that says you can't pump your own gas. In New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas. And I guess, like, if you travel outside of New Jersey and you're just used to having people do that for you,
check your oil.
It's a bit of a mind blower.
Yeah, you could be sitting there for a while.
Camille Lilly is a sponsor of House Bill 4571. This would create what they call the Gas Station Attendant Act. Saying that no gas can be pumped.
With the bow tie. With the bow tie and the hat.
We are the men of Texaco. We work from Maine of Mexico. I love that. Come on out and sing a little tune.
It's a good look.
They say no gas can be pumped at a gas station in Illinois unless a gas station attendant does it.
Now, do you remember gas station attendants?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit. Really?
Yeah.
I think that's weird. Yeah. So you would tell them how much gas to put in?
Well, I didn't. I wasn't driving. It wasn't up to me to tell. Fill her up, Sam.
If this thing is passed, it'll go into effect on January 1st.
Huh.
Yeah. There is... they say the
reason...
Boy,
people are not going to care for this.
The reason for it in New Jersey, they say, is fire safety.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can come up with any excuse you want.
In Oregon, you can only pump your own gas if you live out in the middle of nowhere. In a rural or low population area, you can pump your own gas. But if you're in, like, Portland, somebody's there to put the gas in your car.
Okay.
So
just make sure you put the gas in. I gave you $7.
Right.
And make sure it goes in.
I wouldn't trust it. That's a great point. And I'm going to give him, what am I going to give my credit card to the guy? I don't know you, man.
I mean, you don't know me.
I don't
you
know
you. Don't know
you.
Me.
I don't know you at all. Yeah, so
yeah, I don't
is
know.
This,
I don't
is
know
this
if people
getting...
are going to dig that. It's like, I'm in a hurry, man. I'm in a damn hurry.
I need a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Nice lady.
Yeah, those are your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. It's a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, who have access to everything we've ever done, and also our specialty programming. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. The
Is
impossible.
That where they have the diseased bear jamboree?
Uh-huh. The impossible cheesesteaks are now available at Capriati's. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. You're going to love their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. And don't forget the gift cards. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks so much for listening and subscribing and sharing it with your friends and doing all that you're doing for us.
Doing that voodoo that you do so well.
Yeah, it's genuinely appreciated, guys. I don't know what I would do without this podcast right now. I'm going out of my mind.
I got you.
Do you know that?
I'm
going out of my mind.
I get it.
I don't know. Like,
I know.
When you're not allowed to do the thing that you can do,
how are you sleeping?
I'm sleeping too much.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're sleeping.
I've gone from waking up every day at 3 o'clock in the morning because that's what my body is used to now. Like I've got to start setting an alarm.
Well, at least you're sleeping.
Yeah,
that's good.
Too much.
Yeah. That's all right. You just charge up that battery.
All right.
Charge the battery up.
All right. Here's hoping.
Yeah.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. For the Quad Cities reference spot, Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked, rock out. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian, want to get the rock out of here?
Rock, yeah.